Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
No one's intervened on behalf of those.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle TCG Cast!
Hello, hello, Puckleonians, and welcome. Happy New Year. It is 2018, and this is episode 42 of the TCG Cast. I am your host, Lord Jishiro, and 2018 looks promising with the upcoming release of Ultra Prism, set to be released on February 2, which is just around the corner. I just cannot wait to talk about that. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and introduce our two hosts here. Some say any number is really his lucky number, and that is Sublime Manic.
Hello, it's me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And last but not least, some say that if you fool him once, shame on you. And if you try to fool him twice, death to you. And that's Mr. Basket.
It's true. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, guys. How was, we gotta start the show with saying, how were your New Year's? What did you guys do, Pokemon related or not? Sublime, how did you spend your New Year's?
I had Chinese food. It was really good.
Well, that sounds really good. I just had Chinese food just now, too.
Yeah.
Quasi Chinese food, more like Panda Express. I don't know what that category is.
Asian.
That's yeah. American, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
it's pretty much Taco Bell.
It's more Asian than Taco Bell is Mexican.
That is true.
Right.
That is
yeah.
true. And actually, the original restaurant, the Panda Inn, is like a legitimate restaurant.
Oh, really? Didn't know that.
Yeah,
where is it?
In California. When golly. I lived there, it's good. Like, it's a real restaurant.
Oh, interesting. What about you, Basket? How was your first New Year's? I mean, first New Year's. Well, it is your first New Year's as a newly...
I'm a New Year baby.
As a newly newly married gentleman.
Fun fact about little old Basket. He was the first baby of the New Year in Snoqualmie. And there's a little newspaper clipping that my mom keeps.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's January 4th is my birthday, so...
Oh, happy birthday ahead of time.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. So your birthday is when this episode releases. So there we go, everybody. Please say happy birthday to your radio like you're talking crazy to some... Like you're a crazy person. So I spent it divine. Neminems was over here with me, and we went to Seattle. We watched the fireworks over at the Space Needle. It was a lot of fun. And pretty much had a blast, but that was New Year's. It was fun. It was all great. Let's move on to what is this, and that is Pokemon. Now, I gotta warn you guys, it is not going to be a long episode. Really, there's not much we can talk about without getting into Ultra Prisms, which is actually something we're trying to avoid because we do have that review episode coming up, which is the next episode in. So as much as we want to talk about all those great cards, we are going to wait for the review because this just makes sense. That being said, we still have a few drops of news that we can talk about, and our topical beach today will be pretty much free form. We're just going to talk about the meta, the expanded standard ones, and all things that we feel at of talking about. But we're not without any further ado. Let's go ahead and move on to the news. Drop it. And we are back, and we do have, ladies and gentlemen, a new Lucario GX, and we finally received the text, Poco Beach was able to publish it, and thus, we have a new Fighting GX Pokemon we can play. Is it good? I don't know, let's check it out. Lucario GX Fighting 210 HP as a Stage 1, it has 3 attacks like normal GX cards do. Stage one, the first attack, Aura Strike for 1 fighting energies, and I love them when there's just 1 energy. 30 plus damage. If this Pokemon evolves from Riolu during this turn, this attack does 90 more damage. I like this. Its second attack, Cyclone Kick, 130 damage, just 2 fighting, 1 colorless, and then for a double colorless, I don't know the name. I pretty much think that this is a makeup name by Pokemon Beach because they
Cantankerous Beatdown. I think that's a word.
That's a word, Cantankerous. Well, that's going to be totally changed when it gets. No, this is the English one. I think it's Quartz. I think it's Corkscrew Beatdown, honestly. But anyway, GX.
I was going to say Cantankerous means like super angry, super bitter kind of thing. So it's like. Just super angry beatdown.
Oh, there we go. And the more you know. In 30 times, it says this attack does 30 damage for each damage counter on this Pokemon. Basically reminds me of Machamp and Tauros. Its weakness is to psychic, unfortunately, no resistance, and it retreats cost off 2. Sublime, let's start with you. What do you think about Lucario?
I think it's good. I really like that first attack.
I really do too.
Gives me shades of Golisopod having that one energy attack as well. Mm-hmm. Under the right circumstances, unfortunately, this is pretty much only ever going to be used once without using a lot of resources, whereas Golisopod can set up the one attack more frequently.
Yes, you're right, but there's ways. I mean,
yes, but is it worth pursuing? No.
I don't know. One fighting.
Evolve your Lucario just to do that again? There's no reason to, once you're able to set up Cyclone Kick anyway, because Cyclone Kick will do more damage.
No, that is true, but for example, if you have like Aura Strike, it's one fighting energy. You can put a strong energy, that means it's already hitting for 60 damage. If it's routinely evolved, it's already 150 damage. If you have Fighting Stadium, for example, and expanded, then that will be 170. If you use the supporter card, Professor... Kukui, that's 190 damage for just 1 strong energy. And remember, you attack, you do 190, you knock out whatever you knock out. It's back to your turn. If you already have a Riolu on your bench, you just Acerola that Lucario back into your hand with everything attached. Immediately evolve the Riolu you have in your bench. Put the same strong energy you had in that original Lucario, and you're ready to do, again, a whole bunch of damage. I mean, it's not bad. Granted, I give you that it's not as flexible as Golisopod, because right now you could only do this with Acerola and Super Scoop Up. And you do have to flip a coin for Super Scoop Up, but it's still pretty usable. What about you, Basket? Go ahead, Sublime.
I was just saying that the math is good because of all the fighting support.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's essentially what I was going to say. I was going to say everything Miguel, everything the hero just said.
Who's this Miguel you talking about?
And then, also say that the fighting energy, like he had pointed out, and what you had just pointed out, Sublime, those two things together, they make this, just the fact that it's, you know, because fighting's a really good type right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, plus the fact that you can throw down strong energy, I think people will try and use this, and I think it will be viable. I honestly think this is a good card.
Especially if metal does pick up as we think it's going to pick up. Metal, with the release of Ultra Prism, metal type seems going to be crazy powerful. And if it does dominate as we think it is, because everyone's already counting their days till we do the funeral for Gardevoir GX. If metal picks up as we think it is, fighting might have an extra layer of utility this season.
Yeah, and also Brampa as well.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Sublime?
Well, I don't know why the popularity of metal would make fighting more prevalent. I feel like that would make fire more prevalent.
Well, cards like Metagross are weak to fire instead of... I'm sorry. It is weak to fire. You're 100% right. I'm mixing up my... Isn't there a metal that is weak to fighting?
I think every metal Pokemon in the game is weak to fire.
Oh, wow.
But also with the prevalence of Drampa and the prevalence of Zoroark.
Zoroark, that is true.
Yeah. This will be.
That.
Yeah, this will be an interesting card to see kind of break up the meta that's already starting to form.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, essentially, Buzzwole's kind of been doing that as well, but
Buzzwole and Lycanroc.
Yeah, Buzzwole and Lycanroc, they've kind of been doing that as well, but this Lucario has the advantage to do a lot of good numbers to a lot of what's in the meta right now. So that's pretty cool. So I like this.
I like it too. Let's see how it goes. I really think it's going to see some play. And overall, it just seems like a really fun card. I don't know. Count me as one that definitely going to be playing this card sooner rather than later.
Now, also, Mario is super popular as well. So,
well, he was always going to be. He's Charizard 2.0.
So this being a playable card and it being so popular, I see it seeing a decent amount of play.
Yeah, me too. So let's move on to the next piece of news, and I'm going to go ahead and let Sublime take care over.
So we got supports and we got items. First thing we're going to be talking about is part of the reason that Steel just gets to win 2018. Bet on Steel. Just bet on it. Metal. That's the type to go for this year. So we have the Steel Frying Pan, and that is really what it's called. Attach a Pokemon tool to one of your Pokemon that doesn't already have a Pokemon tool attached to it. The metal Pokemon this card is attached to takes, wait for it, 30 less damage from attacks and has no weakness.
That's crazy.
Wow.
And that has no weakness.
That is stupid good. There's no other word than stupid for that. Wow, Basket, what do you think? I'm lost for words there.
I mean, honestly, I was thinking Steel would be able to be kept in relative check with
fire
being somewhat viable.
Or in the same universe that I come from, such as Thatch, that he thinks his universe had a flying Whimsicott. In my universe, Metal's weak against fighting, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, it is in the video game.
I got super confused for some reason. I thought that metal was weak against fighting in this game. And I've been playing this game for over 15 years. What's wrong with me? Anyway, continue on.
Yeah. So I think this is an extremely viable card. And anybody that's worried about Volcanion, just throw that in your metal deck and you're off to the races. I mean, obviously... There are ways to discard items or to make items unavailable for people to attach. However, this is a really good card because all you need to really do is save with the amount of damage that Metagross does. Typically, all you really need to do is just have this on there for one turn. And then you have that second turn to do more damage. And then you're taking out whatever just came out.
Yeah. And normally we've had cards that apply no weakness since the dawn of the game. So it's nothing new. But the fact that this also allows you to mitigate some damage and be able to be dealt less damage, 30 in this case.
And that's a lot.
And that's mathematically, that's a good number. They're minus 30 to anything. That basically negates a choice ban, for example.
Yeah.
Right? It's a big number. The fact that it also does both things at the same time means that in a metal deck, why wouldn't you play this? Even if you're not expecting to be fighting against a weakness deck, a deck that is your weakness, you should still be playing this card if you have a metal deck, period.
Yeah.
Sublime, any words on this one?
Pick it up because if you're you need it. Just get a playset of it.
Mm-hmm.
Must have card for any metal decks.
Yep. Love it. Love it. Love it. Yep. Anyway, that's we have another one though, which actually features my favorite characters introduced, or the only characters introduced in Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. Take it away, Sublime.
All right, so we all know that the Ultra Beasts were not all very successful, so we're giving them some help to be more useful than they are. Ultra Recon Squad is a supporter that says discard up to two Ultra Beasts from your hand, then draw three cards for each card you discarded in this way, and of course, you can only play one supporter per turn.
No.
If you want to draw cards, there's a lot of ways to do it more effectively than this. And like, it's reliant on you having specific things in your hand already.
Okay.
Go play yourself Sycamore.
True.
Yeah.
Say no to the Ultra Recon Squad.
I completely agree. I mean, this is a supporter, which means you've just played your supporter for your turn. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to discard two Ultra Beasts if you're running them in your hand and then just draw three cards? Like, that two Ultra Beasts is a lot of space in your deck if you're going to be discarding them to draw three cards. Unless there's some card that I'm not thinking of, some Ultra Beast card where you can just call Ultra Beasts like back onto your bench. I don't see.
Well, we do have. Oh my god! I forgot the name of the card that allows you to grab a Pokemon from your bed, from your discard pile, and put it in your hand, or take three of them and put it in your deck.
Rescue Stretcher.
Thank you, Rescue Stretcher.
Yes.
There is Rescue Stretcher that allows you to retrieve them.
So then, how many cards are we using?
I'm trying to play devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
You know what I like to think this card was made for? They're like, a lot of these Ultra Beasts aren't being used very much. They must not be very good. Let's think of another mediocre card we could introduce so that you have an excuse to use those cards that aren't being used.
One thing...
That's what I see it as. It's like, oh, Pheromosa. No one's using that. What if we let them discard their bad card so they could draw three more cards?
So, in this card's defense, once again, you could have the potential of drawing six new cards without having to lose your hand, which Sycamore and N make you do. You do draw a new hand, but you do get rid of your old hand. This is adding up to six more cards to your hand that you still get to keep.
Assuming you have the specific tools it needs,
Well, there is with the inclusion of Popplio. Cannot pronounce
Neganadel
that.
Neganadel and
Poipole. He's not a GX. He's just a regular basic, but he is still an Ultra Beast. We have a lot of Ultra Beasts right now. That it's not like it's a rare type of card to encounter in your deck. If you could literally, I'm not saying it's a good deck, but you could make an Ultra Beast deck. And this with Ultra Energy, Beast Energy more like it, are just ways of people, Pokemon companies telling people, hey, here are all these tools you could use with the Ultra Beast. See if you can come up with something cool. Again, I'm playing Devil's Advocate. We're not reviewing this card today. We're just announcing you guys. And
it's bad.
There could be something there.
And both those things are correct. However, I do think that for some people who might have misheard or misunderstood the card's text itself, so you do not have to discard two Ultra Beasts.
It's up
you can discard up to.
You can discard one and draw three. Or discard up to two and draw six cards.
Yeah.
So,
although it's worth noting, like, if you wanted to just draw three cards, that card exists and it doesn't require to discard. So this is just worse.
Exactly. Yes. I just wanted to make sure, you know, for our listeners, they understood exactly what was going on.
So for this card not to be terrible, you have to discard two specific types of cards in your hand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much. So we're going to move on from that.
Ugh, I can't. So bad.
Okay, no problem. So look, we'll move on to the next one. Basket. Are we having... am I seeing doubles? What's going on here?
You are seeing doubles. We're now getting two different type reprints of the same Pokemon. So we're getting Magnezone. It was Metal before, and now it's Lightning.
It's a reprint. 100. Yeah.
Yes, it's a reprint. So we will both be having the Metal and the Lightning version of the same card. And its HP is 150. Ability, Magnetic Circuit. As often as you like during your turn before your attack, you may attach a Lightning energy from your hand to one of your Pokemon. And then for three Lightning and a colorless, Zap Cannon, 130 damage. During your next turn, this Pokemon cannot use Zap Cannon. Weakness to Fighting, Resistance to Metal. Yeah, then... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and it's not the only one.
It is not. We have Empoleon moving from Water to Metal, and its HP 160. For a Metal and a Colorless, you have Total Command, which is 20 times damage. This attack does 20 damage times the number of Pokemon on each player's bench. Then it has an attack called Whirlpool. For two Metal and a Colorless, 90 damage, discard one energy from your opponent's active Pokemon. Weakness to Fire, Resistance to Psychic, Retreat cost 2.
Okay, so let's move back to Magnezone for 1 second. So Magnezone is a proven success, right? We know that anything that allows you to be able to pour energy down from your hand as much as you'd like is going to be a guaranteed success in a TCG.
Has it ever been, like, in a top 8, though? It's been in the format for a long time, and I can't remember it ever.
Well, in 2015, Blastoise and Keldeo did win the World Championship.
Yes, but think about it. This is a reprint of Magnezone, mm-hmm. and that Magnezone was like Lightning Acceleration, and it never saw competitive success.
Correct. That is because right now we do not have a good Lightning attacker that could really take advantage of this.
Right, and that's why I'm saying I don't want to just assume it's going to be, like, successful. Because we had it in the format.
Yes, I'm not saying it's
successful.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying it's successful as in it's going to be... Sorry, I used the wrong word. When I mean it's successful, I mean that it's usable. People are going to try to use it. It is a ability that is great. Now, this is a prime example of type really matter. This same card as a Metal is incredibly good.
Well, Lightning, I think the ability still only applies to Lightning, though.
In the Metal? No, the Metal version of Magnezone will be Metal.
Are you sure about that?
100%.
Okay.
There is a Metal.
Looking at the text on both, it looked exactly the same.
It's not. The Metal is not Lightning. Magnezone. Let us check that real quick. Anyway, keep going there, guys.
I think that, like we've said countless times before on the show, any card that can allow you to attach a certain energy as many times as you like during your turn to any Pokemon is great. However, the fact that it's a stage 2 is limiting, and the fact that we have no strong Lightning attackers currently in the meta is also very inhibiting.
Yeah, it is definitely a problem that Lightning is constantly trying to pick up the pace since its lost Night March. Okay, and just to confirm, guys, yeah, definitely Magnezone, the one that is coming Ultra Prism, the SNM5, yes, it is Metal, that Magnetic Circuit, as often as you like during your turn before you attack, you may attach as Metal energies from your hand to one of your Pokemon, as many as you like. So, yes. So, it's basically the same card, except one is for Lightning and the other one's for Metal. The good thing about the Metal is that Metal already... The pavement is just ready to completely take over. We have so many great Metal attackers right now, and there's so many good cards for acceleration. It's crazy. Lightning, we're still missing a few things. We really do not have a coherent standard Lightning deck as of yet, so who knows. Right now it might not see any use. It could in a couple of months, we don't know yet. Now, Empoleon is the one that I really wanted to talk about because it's interesting. And I think the dynamic between metal and water could make a real difference with this one as well. Its first attack is great. Total command, 20 damage, 20 times the number of Pokemon on each player's bench is fantastic. And both typings are not bad when it comes to weakness, right? So we use metal if you're fighting against fairy. We'll go, unfortunately, the only fairy real threat right now is Gardevoir, and that might go out. And then, but water continues to be powerful, especially if we do see a rise of Volcanians as a deck because of the rise of steel. So what do you think, guys? What do you guys think? Would you rather use an Empoleon that is metal or water for the upcoming meta? Sublime, let's start metal. With you.
Definitely metal. But what I would do is I would run metal Empoleon with tech water Empoleon in the deck to beat fire matchups.
And use the rainbow energy?
Or the counter energy. Just like because, some sort of energy it could use. But yeah.
Because when it comes to... when it comes to acceleration, water doesn't get too much behind. It still have Aqua Patch. It still have many ways of grabbing the energies that it
metal
needs.
Metal is going to be like the type to beat in the upcoming set. And so I feel like, you can run your metal Empoleons just because it's a really great attacker, but you could also have a water Empoleon in your deck list just as a tech card against fire matchups.
I think
that's the best combination of them.
The only thing that I really give the water Empoleon over the metal would be the fact that the water is weak against electricity and lightning, and we just stated that lightning as a standalone right now is not doing very well. Meanwhile, we are going to see a rise of fire because automatically, if you see a rise of rats, you are going to see a rise of cats.
You can just put a frying pan on it.
That is very true. You're 100% right. They're touche. What about you, Basket? Which one do you think, which one do you feel good vibes on?
Do you mean Magnezone or Empoleon?
Empoleon.
So, I think, I would agree with Sublime. Metal Empoleon and then have a secondary water Empoleon. I do think that the fact that it's a stage two, I mean, I understand that Metagross is a stage two, so you're capped out. Like if everybody's bench is totally full, you're capped out at 200, which is a lot, but there's also an insane amount of cards right now that are over 200 on HP. So that means you have to, you're looking at most a two-hit KO for a lot of the decks that are out there. I don't think that it has the potential to hit the numbers that I would like. I mean, yes, you can put a muscle band on it. I'm sorry, is it choice band right now?
Yeah, choice band.
Choice band.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, we gotcha, yeah.
You can put a choice band on it, and then it will hit those numbers that you want to.
Yeah. That's assuming their bench is full too, though, and there's no reason.
No, like, exactly.
Playing this, they're not going to fill their bench.
Yeah.
But again, let us also remember that we do the benefit of these two Empoleons is they do have legit types they're super effective against. So we do have Gardevoirs, we do got Volcanians. So the mere fact that you are going to 50% of the time hit for a weakness is not something we should glance over. If it were any other type, like, I would understand, but those two are legit good types that we could definitely see some good play.
Yeah, but I agree with Basket in that, like, there's lots of other good, like, cards for both of these types, so that doesn't necessarily mean Empoleon's even going to see any play.
Yeah.
Yes. And you're hitting for, so if you have, I would say on average, right, like, your player's going to, the player that you're versing is going to need at least one support card and probably two attackers or one to two attackers on the bench, right? Yeah. So you would, on average, if they know the deck that they're playing, which is, Empoleon, then on average, you would be hitting for 140 to 160, right? Because they're trying to limit their bench. And then you could add on a choice band, which would make it 190 to 180, which is a decent number to hit. But you're also at the whim of how many Pokemon that they have on their bench. Mm-hmm. Also, whether or not you can draw the item card that you need in order to attach it to do that extra damage.
It does require a bit of setup. You're right.
Yeah, and then also you need those Piplups as well, yeah, to be ready to have everything thrown on there. I think this is a deck that I would want to sort of stack with Pokemon.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, like, so there's Metal Acceleration Pokemon, right? So you would want those there as well. I'm trying to think of other Pokemon you might want on there that would be able to potentially attack fairly quickly while you set up your Empoleon, because it's a stage two and you will need that setup happening, with rare candies and things like that.
Yeah, we must not forget that there's a lot of stage two metal too. I mean, Metagross is another stage two. We're talking about Empoleon. If we want to use Solgaleo, that's another stage two. So there's a lot of metal HQ. So maybe a deck is not big enough for all the metal stage two's potentials also, there. But
also, its HP is also a huge limiter, in my opinion, because it's stage two. It's stage two and its HP is 160.
Well, it's stage two non-GX, though.
Correct. But at the same time, like,
that's a lot of investment for your stage two to be easy to kill.
No.
Yeah. Cool. And with its weakness to fire, I know we have the frying pan, but with its weakness to fire, it does not take a lot of setup for any fire Pokemon to be able to
knock it out. Whoa, no, not at
knock
all.
It out without that not on there.
Yeah. Okay, so who knew? Empoleon would have been a Pokemon of much debate. Now we're gonna move on for the last two, which are basically just a real quick reminder that Ultra Prism will be released on February 2nd, 2018. We're gonna have our review on the next episode, so stay tuned for that. We're gonna have a lot to talk about of that set for sure. And then last but certainly not least, we have the segment dividers coming in. We've had some keep on sending, guys. We are going to continue this challenge until the end of February. So if you have any ideas, if you have any sort of magical muse that is telling you I can do a great Pokemon TCG cast segment cutter for either news or deck of the episode or trainer's mail, whatever you can think of, send them over. We're going to choose the best. We're going to be able to, if we like them, we're going to put them on the show. We're going to give you credit. And we're also going to give you some digital boosters for your Pokemon TCGO. So please send over. We already had a few, and we'll soon announce who wins. Now, with that, that's the end of the news, and we're going to move on to Topical Beach, guys. Topical Beach is going to be super chill, as the beach should be. So please grab your sandals, grab your sun hats, because we're headed over to Topical Beach.
Welcome to Topical Beach.
We are back, and do you feel the wind in your face and the sun in your eyes? It is Topical Beach, but it's a brand new year, 2018. The old stays behind and the new comes in, and with a new year comes everyone just does it. I think it's just basic for everyone, and that is New Year's resolutions. For today's Topical Beach, I just wanted to ask you guys, what are your Pokemon New Year's resolutions? And not just TCG-wise, it's going to open the horizon here. What is, in general, your Pokemon New Year's resolution that you wish to apply for 2018? What do you think, Sublime?
Well, my TCG resolution would definitely be to try out a format other than Standard, because that's pretty much all I've ever played.
I think that's going to be everyone's here. New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I'm just not feeling the Standard meta right now. It's like, I'm just not enjoying the
really
state of it. Like the Lissapod, Garbodor, whatever.
But there's so many good things.
Yeah, and I'm like, and then it's going to be very metal dominated. It's just like, I think I want to try a bigger card pool, and I have a lot of the cards from previous. I've been like playing this game pretty much since X and Y, so I feel like I have the ability to do pretty good in Expanded now. I didn't used to think that because it's a black and white onward, but I think even with like just playing from X and Y up till now, I think I can finally have like a competent deck in Expanded. So I think that's my next target.
Nice. What about you, Baskin, in terms of TCG? What is your TCG need solution?
So specifically TCG, because I have other ones as well. Mm-hmm. But in TCG, my New Year's resolution is to get over my hatred and find out how fun Volcanion is to play. Because
I love it. Yes.
I'm one of those. I wouldn't say that I'm a casual by any means, but a lot of times I go with aesthetics almost purely when it comes to picking my Pokemon in game and then also picking what I'm going to play as in TCG.
Yeah.
I will go for, the best aesthetically pleasing Pokemon available in the TCG. I have weird hang-ups about Volcanion. I don't think he looks cool. I don't like how the deck runs very much. I concede that it's a great deck. Mm-hmm. And as a TCG player and TCG podcaster, I need to fully understand how everything works. And I do from playing it, but playing it itself, I've been told, can be a whole lot of fun. And I'm all about having fun with the TCG. So I need to kind of expand my horizons, at least online, because I'm not going to spend money on cards that I don't like.
Yes.
At least on the TCG online, I'm going to try and expand my
your library.
Yeah.
Of a choice. And I totally agree with, actually, I'm going to take a little bit of both of you's. One, my main New Year's resolution for TCG is, yes, Ducheo, you got to snap out of it. You got to start playing more Expanded. Even though I don't participate in any regionals or tournaments, I just don't have the time. I'd rather just be here Mondays and Wednesdays and play TCG online with you guys in the stream. Hashtag not even sorry about that plug. So go to twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, I think it is. And please watch me there on Mondays and Wednesdays. I'm going to be tomorrow, Wednesday, teaching Nemesis how to play TCG. Well, by the time you guys listen to this, it's already too late. It has passed. Anyway, I really need to start playing Expanded. It is an important format. And Pokemon has made really real clear that it is going to be important going forward as well. We have big tournaments, big regionals that are based on Expanded ruling. That is a format that needs to be more opened. It has to be played. And I know it's difficult for many people because that requires you to acquire cards that you do not have. And they run expensive. And it is really hard to justify paying good money for a card that you can only use in one format. Because regardless of Standard, whatever you play in Standard, you can still use it and expand it. Even if you're not... are currently playing Expanded. The same cannot be said the other way around, right? If you play an Expanded card, pretty much that's what it is for. So that means you can only use that card in, what, 2 or 3, 4 tournaments a year for those avid players? So I know the justification it's not there, but still it is very important, and I need to really buckle up and start playing more. So my New Year's resolution for the TCG is I'm going to build more Expanded decks and try them out online for you guys on the stream and be able to talk to them with more authority here on the podcast. That being said, in the ways of how Sublime said that, and as Basket, I have to get over Alolan Ninetales. I hate that card. I hate it. It's just annoying. I've hated it so much that I've not built a deck around it, even though, and I've built many decks in my PTCGO account. Right now I have like 12 decks, so, and I just do not want to build an Alolan because I hate it so much. But I really have to, just like Basket said, I have to quit that and just use every single deck in the format and every on the game and just experiment and have fun with it, because that's the whole point. And even in the video game, I was playing Moon before Ultra Sun came out, and I was playing Pelipper. And Pelipper was one of my all-time most hated Pokemon. I hated Pelipper to no end.
It's the Zubat of the sea.
It's, right? I love Zubats, but but I played with Pelipper on Moon.
Let's be honest, we love Crobat, not Zubat.
True. But I played with Pelipper on the game, and with him having the, Drizzle as a Pokemon ability, he was so much fun to play that now I'm a Pelipper lover. So you never know what you like until you try it, so go ahead, and that applies to TG4. Now, speaking of video games, Sublime, any video games? You're a master in the VGC.
Hardly.
Well, at least you're in the battle cast, right?
Yes,
If I ever appear in an episode of Battlecast, that means there was a plane accident and 14 members of the Puckle died in that airplane accident. Because that's the only way you're gonna catch me in Battlecast. So Sublime, what are your video game new resolution?
Absolutely. Like, it's interesting because I've been, like, working with Puckle for quite a few years now. And when I was first, like, getting to be a part of the community and writing articles, I was not financially able to go to a lot of events.
Yeah.
And I'm at a point in my life where I can afford to do that a little more. So I think I'm going to try to attend more events.
Nice. That's awesome. What about you, Basket?
For me, this New Year's resolution is pretty much all about VGC. I love the format. I'm not talking about this specific format. I just mean VGC in general, you know, like how it's played, the interesting combinations, and then also the amount of understanding you need to have in order to play it like decently well. And I'm one of those people where if I don't understand something or I'm having a hard time with something and everybody else around me is doing really well with it, I'm like, okay, obviously this is me and I'm not devoting any time to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so VGC is something that I've always really wanted to get into, and I've dabbled with it on Showdown and stuff like that. But I actually want to start going to VGC events. I want to start really playing and coming up with some viable teams, and it's a lot of fun. And I gotta tell you guys right now, Orangaroo Trick Room is one of the most fun things I've ever played. It's kind of like a weird sort of glass cannon, because it's like if you get everything started correctly, bam, you're
going to
wipe the floor.
Yeah.
And if you don't do that, if you don't have everything set up, then you are, I mean, they're going to wipe you on the floor. Like, it's so,
wait. I'm going to stop you right there. You're saying that style of gaming is fun, yet you have an issue with Greninja? Now, that's just frog racism right there.
It is.
Because that's the same concept as the Greninja break deck. You either set up and wipe, or you just
Because Greninja break, you can win or lose just based on what gets prized.
Yeah. Exactly.
And
yes,
that's not true for the video game.
Exactly. Like, if I lose in the video game, it's my fault. I did not make the right predict. There were two Pokemon on the other side. I did not make the right predict. In Greninja, if Dufrokies are prized, I'm screwed. I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, if one Froakie's prized, I'm probably gonna have a hard time with a comeback, or I'm screwed. Like, it's completely different because everything is. It's like to kind of segue a little bit, or not necessarily segue, but to kind of drift off topic for a minute. It's kind of the same way I feel about the Dark Souls games. Like, those games, every time I make a mistake, I'm like, oh, I should have dodged. you know, or I should have done
it. You feel like it's your fault. Yeah,
exactly. It's my fault. And I actually really enjoy that feeling of like, okay, that was my fault. I can make another predict. I can do something different. Now I know more. I can change this. And that's the same way with the TCG in a lot of ways, but also you are dealing with those prize cards. Yeah. And
those are the one random element that can really mess you up.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, short version, I'm excited to start playing VGC.
Nice. So I mirror that. I really want to get into VGC. I actually tried Shodan on the stream as well for the first time not too long ago last year. I think it was my last streaming before New Year's. And had a lot of fun. It was surprisingly fun, even though I had no idea what I was doing. I played the Pokemon games. I finished them. I buy every single one of them. And I finished the Elite Four, and I do all the extra quests, but I've never actually sat down and say, huh, how are these Pokemon viable, you know, competitively? And that's one thing that I really want to get into now, since I have a, you know, although it's not confirmed, I'm pretty sure that Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon are going to be the last of the 3DS generation. Unless they whip out fourth gen out of nowhere, which I don't think that's going to be the case. And Thatch already said that's not going to happen, so that means it's probably going to happen. So, other than that, I really do want to get into it. I really enjoyed my time with Showdown. It is daunting, though. Because people that play the video game often don't play a TCG. And they say it's because the main reason is because it's expensive, and there's absolutely no question about that. They're absolutely right. TCG, if you want to get them physically, it is a expensive hobby. But mostly because they say it's a little bit intimidating because so many
the
cards
TCG
and all
has
that.
A higher barrier of entry in terms of money. The VGC has a higher learning curve.
Yes. So every time I try to get into the meta, because I admit this is not the first time I've had this resolution, I've always wanted to get into the VGC, it's the numbers game. This, when you start talking about speed tiers and all that, and then the OUs and the UUs and the combination of those and what's allowed and what's not, you lose me. Because there's so many numbers that I have to memorize, or at the very least try to predict, like, oh, that's a Dragonite. Is that a physical Dragonite, or is it a Marvelous Scale Dragon? It's just so many variables on one monster, and then each team has six of those. Oh, it is very intimidating to get in as a person coming usually from the other way around, right? Usually people are from the video games and then they expand to the TCG. I am mostly TCG, which you know, like to dabble in the video game every once in a while. So it is daunting, it is intimidating, but my New Year's resolution this year is because I do want to get into it. I really want to play. And I had so much fun in Showdown that I really want to keep on playing Showdown and just learn how this... and like Sublime said, I like that it's just a lot easier for people to get into, because there's no cost. You just pay the $40 of the game, you know, that is the value of the game, and then you just run with it and go to tournaments and you just practice. So yes, New Year's resolution, Jushiro is going to finally try really, really, really hard, at least the old college try, to get into Pokemon VGC and learn how the video game operates and how competitive it is. Now, before we do move on to the last segment, I am going to do one last New Year's resolution, and this is regarding the TCG cast and the Puckle TCG in general. My year resolution, guys, is going to be really simple. I want to have more tournaments for our Puckle list. I know it is something that you guys are asking. I've had so many people contact me through Facebook or the Discord channel asking me, hey Jushiro, man, we had so much fun with the Puckle tournament last year, why aren't we doing more? And the answer is real easy, because we're really busy. And that tournament, that successful tournament that we had, was 100% thanks to the help of the community and Gator, and they took it onto themselves and they did it, and I applaud them. But I really do want to help out next time, and I really do want to promise you guys that we are going to have more TC tournaments. My goal this year is at least, very least, have two. One in the first half and one in the second half of the year. And that's minimum. We could have more if we're able to build a good plan, a good team, and we're able to do it with no problems or complications. So that's a Puckle TCG resolution for you guys at home. So more tournaments. But I also want to know what else you guys want. Do you guys want to do other events other than tournaments? Do you guys maybe, I don't know if it's possible, and maybe you guys can tell me if it is, maybe have a draft, a booster draft tournament, right? If that's even possible, we can figure it out. But definitely, I just want to be able to do more community stuff with you guys. I also, as part of my New Year's resolution to you guys, I also want to bring more of the more people from the community that are actively participating in tournaments and regionals and bring them in the show and have them be a guest host. And so you guys can just talk about your experiences in the game and all your achievements and all that. That's another New Year's resolution that I really want to do for the TCG cast. So with that being said, any last New Year's resolution, Sublime? In general. Out of the top
power
of your
to
head.
The people. More power to the people.
More power to the people indeed. Basket.
I'm going to try and limit the number of Pokemon I just say no to on my because I do a whole lot of Nuzlockes. For instance, Pelipper. I have a rule where if I encounter a Pelipper or a Wingull, it doesn't count. It does not count. And there's a couple other Pokemon like that where I'm just like, nope, doesn't count. So
Pelipper really changed my mind on that. Like I Pelipper was the most hated. I hated Pelipper, and now it's like I love Pelipper. He's so much fun.
He didn't used to be.
He didn't used to be. Granted, it is because of Drizzle. Drizzle really makes him fun. but before that, I'm not too sure. I never used him. Anyway, so let's move on to everyone's favorite segment, Pokemon 15 Questions, where we try to stump our ghosts with what Pokemon we are thinking about. We'll be right back.
Who's that Pokemon?
And we are back with Pokemon 15 Questions, where you get to stump our hosts. You guys know the rules. We're going to have 15 questions to figure out what Pokemon I have here in front of me. There you have to lower your browsers, no internet, no Pokedexes, no games, and no outside help out of your own noggin. Also, no questions regarding Pokedex numbers, game versions, or anything that is not in-game itself. With that being said, the orders are Basket first, followed by, Sublime first, and by the way, for those that knew, I always go by seniority, so Sublime first, then Basket, and goes back to Sublime. So, with that, let's start the game! Sublime, who's that Pokemon?
Is this Pokemon part of an evolution line?
It is part of an evolution line. Basket?
Is this Pokemon, in the TCG, would it be a stage one?
No. Go Sublime.
Is this a fully evolved Pokemon?
No. Go Basket.
That's a basic.
Okay, so it's a basic. All right, okay. Is this Pokemon a dual type?
No. Go Sublime?
Not dual type. Is this a Pokemon Nemesis was already familiar with?
It has to be in-game.
That's like I didn't break any of the rules.
I said it has to be in-game questions.
I didn't break any of
the
rules.
This is literally, no. This is literally, didn't break rules. You have to answer this question.
No. I'll let you do another question.
All right. Is this Pokemon weak to fire?
No. Go for Basket.
Okay.
Grass, Bug, Ice, Steel. One more type. I'm forgetting one more type.
Is this Pokemon a water Pokemon?
No. Go Sublime.
Does this Pokemon evolve into something that is dual type?
No. Go for Basket.
okay, so it's not dual type, right? And it's not, and it's a stage one, or it's a basic, and it's
It can't be grass, bug, ice, or steel.
Okay.
And we know it's not water.
Okay.
Gonna need a question.
Is it weak to ground?
No. Go for sublime.
One sec, let me write down all those types. So that would be fire, poison, electric, and rock. We already got steel from the not weak to fire.
Dang. So what types do we have left?
Let's see. We've eliminated 8 out of 10. 9 out of 10. We're halfway. We've cut out half the types.
Okay.
We're halfway there.
Does this Pokemon's typing have a meaning it can be either weak to or special effective against or immune to? Does it have any interactivity with ghost types?
Yes.
Okay, so that would mean it might be normal, it might be dark, it might be ghost itself.
Go for basket.
Is this a normal type Pokemon?
Yes. So that's question number 10, guys. I have 5 questions remaining. Sublime.
So really, before you ask the question, Sublime, so we've narrowed it down as a stage, or as a basic normal
that can evolve into a monotype. Yes.
So it's a monotype basic that does not evolve into anything other than the monotype. So it's going to stay normal.
Well, actually, I'm wondering about that.
Well, hold on here, because my question is, if it can evolve into a stage 3, or if it's just...
We did not ask that, no.
Okay, we should also ask if the basic is a baby Pokemon as well.
I actually don't know that there's a lot of baby normal types.
Well,
are there any?
There's Munchlax.
You're right, there's Munchlax.
Wait, is Togepi just... Is it just...
Togepi's pure fairy now.
Okay, alright, okay.
Buff is normal fairy, so that's why I'm like... I think they got rid of them all, but I have forgotten Munchlax.
So then let's just find out if this is ask if it can evolve in, or
if it can evolve more than once.
Yes.
Yeah. Can this Pokemon evolve more than once?
No. Go for basket. Question number 12.
Okay. So we have. We have Zigzagoon. We have
there's a bazillion normal types that can evolve only once.
Right. How do we narrow it down?
Could it be that Nemenems have stumped you guys?
I have a hunch.
What question are we on?
12.
Yeah, Basket. Your question will be number 12.
Okay.
I'm wondering what I would ask is if this Pokemon has multiple evolutions.
What do you mean?
Well, we already know it does. Oh, you mean if it has split evolution?
Yes.
So, wait. So, in the question, does this Pokemon evolve more than once?
No, that's not what we're asking. We already asked that question.
Okay. I mean, I say yes there, I would have said yes if he had multiple evolutions, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so
that's weird.
There's no split evolution.
No. And okay, I'm not so gonna count. I'm not gonna count that for you guys.
So. Right. Okay.
Thanks.
There's your freebie one there.
I thought it would be Eevee.
Okay. So then,
there's Meowth. Everyone loves a good Meowth. There's Rattata. There's.
Is this does this Pokemon have the the chance of being in the 99th percentile?
What does that mean?
Never mind. Why don't you ask if it has an Alolan form? Because that kills
Does it have an Alolan form?
Nope.
Okay, so it's not Meowth or Rattata. It's a normal type that only evolves once. And it's a monotype. There's like a bazillion of those.
Is this, or wait, maybe, okay, maybe this will help narrow it down, right? So maybe if we ask if it has been a prevalent Pokemon in either the TCG or the VGC, then that'll narrow things down.
Sure. Is this Pokemon a relevant part of either the TCG or VGC?
In past or future?
Past or present?
I meant in past or present.
I predict that. I'm gonna go on a limb and say no.
Okay. Okay, so that takes out Snorlax.
What about Lickitung?
It could be Lickitung. It could also be
Two questions left, by
the
way.
It could still be Zigzagoon. It could be because that's a dual type.
It could be Patrat.
It could be Patrat.
All the like Rattatas of all the generations. It could be Veneri.
Okay, so to your knowledge, Sublime, does Veneri learn any fighting moves?
Yes, it does.
It does? Okay. Damn it. Or dang it, never mind.
Gonna need a question.
It could be skinny.
Is this Pokemon found in the Hoenn Dex?
Yes. Yes, it can.
Okay.
So you have one question left, guys. Gotta make
There's
it work.
There's too many choices. Normal types are like generic and awful.
Well, it's
like, oh yeah, I really want that Patrat on my team. Said no one ever.
Oh man.
I just can't live without my Zigzagoon. Said no one ever.
I actually really liked Linoone when I played through the third gen.
I really liked Pickup. That's about it.
Speaking
of Pickup, and I'm gonna leave it at that.
Okay,
that's my only real help I'm giving you guys.
Speaking of Pickup, I feel like we should pick Zigzagoon then because it has Pickup.
I think we should because Rattata doesn't have... Well, Rattata has a Alolan form, that's right. And then the only other one with Pickup that I can think of that's mono-normal type is Rattata. And
does Rattata get Pickup?
Oh, no, sorry, not Rattata. I meant...
Piplup?
Yes.
Piplup. The one that comes from Erdeer.
Erdeer?
Lillipup, that's what it's called.
Lillipup, yes.
Well,
we'll look up later because Hoenn's third gen.
Yeah. I feel like we should go with
Hoenn Dex. Yeah. It has Pickup. Meowth
it's
has
definitely
Pickup.
In the Hoenn Dex.
But
Meowth has an
Alolan variant. So we're going to have to do Zigzagoon because I'm lost other than that.
Sure. All right. Okay. Is this Pokemon Zigzagoon?
Unfortunately, it is not. Wow, we have stumped the host, I think for the first time ever, at least for me. That's pretty impressive. No, guys, there's this little tiny Pokemon you guys forgot named Tertiursa.
Oh, I didn't know that thing got picked up.
Hello?
Why is that in Hoenn? That's my question.
I think I lost them. They're in shock.
We can hear you.
Okay, there, fix it. Sorry, guys. I couldn't hear you there for a second. But yes, Tertiursa, you guys forgot about him. Tertiosa is in the Hoenn Dex, and it's also in the Johto Dex. It's in almost every single deck. Tertiosa does have Pickup as one of its abilities, and evolves to Ursaring which is a mono-normal type as well. So you got stumped by a teddy bear.
That's actually...
They got it.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that, because I had no idea that it had pickup. The only time I ever had one was like in original Gen 2 when I bought it and played it. I think it was Crystal version that I had. And holy crap, I loved Ursa Ring, yeah. But I just at that point I was so young I wasn't even caring about abilities.
I knew it had pickup, but I didn't know it was in the Hoenn deck.
Yeah. So anyway, so we're gonna go ahead and end the episode there, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Let me just give you the quick Vicomer roll. As always, guys, please, if you like what you listen to, please go ahead and join us. Follow us at Twitter at Puckle Podcast, Facebook at facebook.com/Puckle Podcast. Why do I always say forward slash? That thing is no one uses forward slash. Or facebook.com/PuckleTCG for the group. We got Reddit at rpuckle. You got some Tumblr going on with PucklePodcast.tumblr.com. And of course, make sure you review us on iTunes if you want to keep us going on. And every single time you guys review, more people get the chance to find the show and listen on. Now, also, if you can, if you have the money, please go ahead and Patreon and support us. Every single cent put to Puckle goes right back to the community. All of our events, all of our equipment is thanks to you guys. None of that money goes to our pockets. It's all just it is all pour back into the community. And last but certainly not least, and I say that a lot, I have to stop saying that. Of course, you can join our discussions at Discord. The link is always in the description bar of every episode, so please join there anytime. Almost 24 hours a day, there are going to be someone available there to talk Pokemon, either TCG or VGC, on Discord. You can trade, you can battle. It's just a lot of fun. It is where the community is prospering. With that, I leave you to a new year. May the TCG this year be amazing, and may all the decks work and be awesome, except not on Ninetales. Sublime, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. It's going to be a great year for Pokemon. The stars are aligned for the moon and the sun.
It definitely is. And, Pokemon stars confirmed. And Basket, thanks you for being on the show.
I love every minute of it. Love you guys. Have fun, Puckle Peeps.
Of course. And as you guys already hear the guitars going off in the background, it is that time, unfortunately. And that time is the closing time. See you next time.
Time. Farewell, my friends. I'll catch you on. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.